Welcome to World Wrestling Research. I'm excited by Decent Soul. Today we have USA Greco-Roman National Team Coach Matt Lindland. Matt, thanks for joining the call. The World University Games just had two medalists there for you, and they got the other three wrestlers wrestling tomorrow. What are your thoughts on the University World Championship so far?
Well, it's exciting, man. We've got two world medals already. I know Patrick Smith had a good performance over at the World Cup. You know, he didn't get the results he wanted at that competition, but he got a lot of experience. He got to compete against some of the best guys in the world. And, I mean, in his finals match, he literally wrestled one of the very best guys in the world, which was the Hungarian Lorenz, who's been a multi-time world medalist in the senior level. But getting to the finals, I mean, he had a fantastic tournament. You know, Sammy Jones is one of our young up-and-coming guys out of the Northern Michigan Olympic Training Center up there. So, you know, we're starting to see results again from that program. That's good news. And I'm looking forward to seeing what the other guys are going to do. Hopefully they're inspired by the two medals we've already got and pick it up. Freestyle's over. They had a lot of success. They had seven medals. So hopefully our Greco guys will, jump on that and get excited about the two medals that we already have and go get us some more.
And then you got three Greco wrestlers tomorrow. Joe Rao from Minnesota Storm. He was actually an Elmhurst Division III NCAA champ. And I think Kaiser at the University National to make the team. But Cade Moss from Nittany Lion Club at 145 and Toby Erickson at 286 for 130 kilos from New York Athletic Club.
But yeah, and also, Toby's our number two senior guy as well. You know, he's right behind Robbie Smith on our senior ladder. Joe Rao is doing the right stuff, has been for a number of years since he got on the Greco program. He's a hungry young man. He's hungry to learn, hungry to get better. He's training up in the Minnesota Regional Training Center, which is one of our only regional training centers that's completely dedicated to Greco-Roman. Jordan Holmes been helping raise some money up there. Dan Chandler's been, you know, running that program for years and continually puts out some of the best American Greco wrestlers consistently.
Yeah, it'd be exciting to see how those guys do. Is it Erickson? Is he at the Northern Michigan Training Center as well? Is that correct?
Yeah, he literally just finished with school, graduated there. I'm not sure what his next move is. If it's going to be moving out to Colorado to be a part of our program here, or if he's going to look to join one of the other regional training centers that are out there. But he's somebody that, you know, we'd like to have out here in Colorado and be a part of this program we got going on here. We have right now out of the six weight classes, five of them are living in Colorado Springs. So when we get back from the Pan American Championships, we'll be starting our preparation for the Worlds, John. And it's nice that we have, right now, like I said, five out of the six. We're going to determine our other two weights in Fargo the week after the Pan Am Games, the championships. And, I don't know who all is going to be here, but definitely Jordan Holm is the only guy that doesn't live here. But what he's communicated with me is that he wants to be out here for a part of that training and back in Minnesota for part of that training as well. So he's going to get the best of both worlds.
Now, is your training camp for the World Championships, is that in Colorado Springs, August 10th to the 20th, or is it the same?
Actually, our training camp is going to be in Kazakhstan. We're going to be 200 kilometers from where we compete in Uzbekistan, and we're going to be training in Kazakhstan. They're going to have a deep bench of guys there for us to train with, along with China and a couple other teams that have committed to coming in. I think Turkmenistan or can't remember the other team, but right now I know it's Kazakhstan, China, for sure, have committed to being a part of that training camp. And we'll be over there for 3 weeks. But we, you know, wrestling, as you know, you don't just put your training camps in. You train, you know, year round. It's a consistent, training. So after we get back from our competition, we're going to recover for the rest of that week, and we'll start our world championship preparation here in Colorado. But technically, no, it's not just a camp, but the fact that we got most of our number ones out here, it'll look very similar to a training camp.
And you kind of talked about your vision to capture world championship titles, and you talked about being unified as a team, like in 2007 when USA won the title. You talked a little bit about your cohesive unity, and I want to talk a little
bit about that. Yeah, when I was part of the Greco-Roman program as an athlete, you know, we were a very tight-knit group of guys that, you know, we were always fighting for each other. You know, we wanted to help each other get better and improve. And it wasn't just a selfish endeavor. We genuinely cared about one another. And, you know, you're either fighting with your team or for your team. And these guys have made a commitment to fight for their teams. And, you know, we talked about that. We had some great team meetings outside of the training sessions. And they showed me that in the training sessions that they were willing to work for each other and help each other. If you're a part of something that's bigger than yourself, I mean, I think you can accomplish a lot more than if it's just you out there. And so we're really focused on team unity with our Greco program and rebuilding that cohesive unit that we had back when we were having a lot of success, and we need to bring that back.
That's great. Great energy. So you're heading to the Pan American Games here pretty soon?
Well, the games are next year. This is the championships this year, and it's a qualifier for next year's games. We also have to weigh in an athlete at each weight to qualify for the world championship. So we had some challenges. You know, we've had a couple guys that have been, you know, a little banged up or had some other issues, and so we had three replacements in the last 2 weeks just since the training camp started. And so we are taking a full team. Everybody that is going was a part of our training camp here and is a part of our national team. So, you know, we're gonna have a good performance. I'm looking forward to seeing these guys compete, seeing where they're at, what they're doing well. I mean, that's another thing that we're really focused on this year is wrestling to our strengths. You know, between now and the World Championships, you know, yeah, maybe we can fill some holes and make some marginal improvements in weak areas, but our main focus is to wrestle to our strengths. And each one of our athletes has a great skill set in certain areas, and we're going to force our opponents into our strengths.
I don't know how much can you talk about who you expect in your lineup for the Pan Ams. Can you divulge that yet? Or
yeah, no, I can tell you right now at 59 we got our number one guy, Spencer Mango. At 66, we are taking Bryce Sidoris, who was finished number two at the trials there. And Bryce was a two-time All-American for Navy. He's been a great leader on our team. He's a Marine officer. And, you know, it's great to have certain guys like that on your team because they have just built-in leadership qualities. I mean, he's a born leader, and he's also a trained leader. And he trains a large group of soldiers, and you know, he really does a great job on our mat and as part of our program. And he's a pleasure to have a part of this program. And he's a very, very new member to our national team. And so, and then let's see, let's go up to 71. We didn't wrestle that weight class off, so we're going to take Ellis Coleman. Ellis has been a former Olympian for us. He's been on world teams as recently as last year when Harry Lester missed weight. He was there with us. He jumped in, took the spot on very short notice. And that's not his main weight class, but that's the weight class he's going to be actually trying to make a team at this second trial in Fargo. At 75, we're taking our number one guy, Andy Bisick, who's been just consistently getting better. And at this camp, he's probably the guy that had the best training camp, although he was, after every session, he'd go work a job in between because he's got one kid and another one on the way. So that's a man that makes a lot of sacrifices to do this. And it's paying off. I mean, Andy won four tournaments, gold medals this year during his winter tour season. At 85, we're going with Jake Fisher. And I suspect Jake will probably try to make a, you know, show up at that Fargo tournament at 80 kilos as well. At 98, we're taking number one ranked wrestler, Kayla Williams. And then heavyweight, we're taking Nico. We had Robbie ended up pulling himself out, getting some rehab done on some injuries. I don't want to talk too much about what they were, but he's just healing up and making sure he's 100% ready for the World Championships. And so that was a last minute decision we made here this week about pulling Robbie out of that tournament, and we're filling that in with the number four guy that has been here part of camp. He's been one of Robbie's number one training partners, and you know, right now, just the priority is getting a guy there and making the weight and qualifying for the World Championships.
And they got to win it to qualify the weight for the Worlds?
No, we just got to show up and weigh in to qualify for the World Championships. But a win, a gold medal, does give us a guaranteed bid into next year's Pan American Games. This year's the championships, and next year will be the Pan Am Games.
Okay. You know, I was kind of checking it out a little bit. It looked like certain countries don't get as many women freestyle Greco slots. Is that based on the previous year's performance? Then it must be.
Yeah. Well, I can only tell you what I know from this year. And this year, to qualify for the World Championships, you have to send a guy that makes weight at your continent.
Okay. And then, are you taking anybody to Baku, Azerbaijan afterwards, or the Grand Prix, or any of the events like that?
No, we're not going to any other events. We're going to do that 3-week training camp in Kazakhstan. That's going to be our pre-world preparation. We're going to do the bulk of our training here this year. We're going to, you know, not take our guys overseas and then come back and then head back over. What we're going to do in lieu of that is, then we're going to do the bulk of our training here in Colorado, and then we're going to take off 3 weeks before we even head to Uzbekistan. We're going to spend 3 weeks in Kazakhstan. It's only 200 kilometers, which I think is miles. It's a couple hours. It's a couple hours from on a bus. So we're going to be very close. We're going to be really well acclimated to the time and the culture. Very similar in food, and it's in the same time zone. So it's an ideal training situation for us.
Well, sounds great. Sounds like you get everybody healed up and charged up and coach them up and unified and get ready for the World Championships. So,
yeah, no, I'm looking at these young medalists, and I think maybe we got to try to get a couple of them to go with us as training partners.
Yeah, that's great. And I'm hoping we can get you back on the call here after the Pan Ams and kind of get an update from you.
Let's do it for sure.
All right, sounds good. Well, thanks, Matt, and best of luck.
All right, John, I appreciate it.
Okay.